What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino. America's social casino. Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, guys. Like many of your listeners, I grew up in a haunted house. It was in Melbourne, Australia. It was your typical suburban house built in the 70s. My family's the only one that ever lived there. My parents are still there, so no idea where the ghost came from. It all started when I was about 5 years old. My dad brought home a wooden bedhead. I believe it was from one of those shops. I don't know if they still exist, but they used to sell raw pine furniture for cheap, and you'd bring it home and you'd stain it or varnish it yourself, and I think it was one of those sort of shops. It's pretty much from the first night I slept in the bed with this new bedhead. It was like someone was just flicking the bedhead really gently next to my ear, and this, it used to go on for hours every night. It used to drive me mental. And it was really annoying because it was like the sound. It was so quiet. It was meant just for me. No one else was bothered by it. Only I could hear it. And even as a five-year-old, I would, I remember pulling apart my mattress, looking for anything. There was nothing hitting the bedhead. There was no joins or anything coming loose. It was where it was. The sound was coming from was right in the center of the wood. So I just couldn't understand what was causing the noise. And yeah, that used to drive me bonkers, but eventually it stopped when I grabbed the bedhead by both hands. It was about 6 months later, and I just ripped it left and right and up and down, and I just went nuts at it, and it stopped. So, you know, I couldn't explain it. I can't explain it to this day. About a year later, and this was about 33 years ago. I still remember the dream I was having. It affected me that much. The dream was nothing special. I was at school doing some work or something or other. when out of nowhere there was this three really hard knocks on my head, just bang, bang, bang. And I shot awake, my hands flew on up to my head. I was like, what the hell is that? I was looking around. There was nothing out of place at all. And these are really hard knocks, like that actually hurt. And it wasn't flat like a book hit me or anything like that. It felt like a fingertip, like it was pointy. And the only thing I could think of was my brother, because I shared a room with him, not in bunk beds. If it was a bunk bed, it would have been plausible that he'd reached down and whacked me on the head for whatever reason, but he was sleeping over the other side of the room, so there was just no way he could have hit me and flown back into bed that quickly, because I was awake that fast. But nevertheless, I got out of bed and I stood over him for a good 2 or 3 minutes just watching him, and he was snoring his head off, so it wasn't him. But at that age, I wasn't thinking ghosts. Like, I was just confused. I had no idea what hit me. And I remember complaining to my parents, and they said, oh, you were sleeping, you were dreaming. I was like, no, I was dreaming, but I wasn't dreaming that I was getting hit in the head. Like, it was something that hit me. So nothing else really happened until I was a teenager, apart from just being absolutely terrified of the house for no reason. And I really couldn't understand why I was so scared of it, like to the point where if I was home alone, I would lock myself in the bathroom until someone got home. Like, and I didn't know why. I was just terrified of the house. So it wasn't until I was about 15 where out of nowhere, all of a sudden, just every night I could feel a presence at the end of my bed. I don't claim to be psychic in any way, shape or form, but there was just something there. Like, I don't know what, but I just felt something there, to the point where I couldn't stretch my legs out in the bed. It felt like the only way I could describe it is like if I had my feet in a guillotine and any second that blade's going to come down. It was just that anticipation that something is going to happen. And I spent many nights curled up in a ball, and that's how I went to sleep, because I just couldn't even stretch my legs down to the end of my bed. And one night, I was lying on my side. I could see the door out of the corner of my eye, and I saw someone walk in the bedroom, and I just completely ignored it. I thought, oh, it's my mum. Like, it was only about 9:30 at night, so she was still up sort of pottering around the house. I thought maybe she'd, you know, gone to collect some dirty clothes or something like that. I was a teenager, so I had clothes all over the room or whatever. After about 5 seconds of lying there, I'm thinking, what is she doing? Like, I haven't seen her leave the room, and it's been completely silent. She hasn't made any noise. And so I roll over, and of course no one's in the room. And just as I roll over and go, oh crap, my mum walks past the doorway, and I start freaking out. I'd start calling her back in saying, you know, I just saw someone walk in the room. It's, oh, you're dreaming. And I got really angry. I actually got out of bed and started following her around the house saying, no, listen to me. I wasn't asleep. I wasn't dreaming. I just saw someone. And she was laughing, and my dad had a laugh. And I was really angry. And I know it's a big stretch for someone to say, yes, you saw a ghost, like if they don't believe in that sort of thing. But I don't know. I was just angry. I went back to bed. I wasn't frightened at all. I was just fuming, and I was just staring at this presence at the end of my bed, just really angry at it. And I think it was probably a few days later, I was probably late afternoon lying in bed just listening to some music on my Walkman. And I just got fed up. Like, I could feel this thing at the end of my bed again, as always. And I just started swearing at it under my breath, saying, you know, what the F are you doing here, you know, you just stand there all day, blah, 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 just going off at it, saying, if you're really there, you prove it to me right now. You effing show yourself to me. Go on, give me a sign. And as soon as I said, give me a sign, the cassette in my Walkman chewed up. And you better believe I shut my mouth and apologized and kind of went, oh, crap, what have I done? You can argue it's just a coincidence, but God, what a coincidence. As soon as I said, show me a sign, the cassette chews up. And like most kids in the early 90s, I was listening to my Walkman sort of night and day sort of thing. And this is the only time it ever chewed a tape up is when I said that. So I don't know. I mean, to this day, I still think, was it a coincidence? But I don't know. You guys tell me what you think. And it was probably a day later. I don't know if that kind of stirred it up even worse. It probably did. But a day or so after that, I had the most terrifying dream of my life. Like, it only went for about 2 seconds, but it just scared the hell out of me. So I was lying. The dream was I was lying sideways on my bed, on my back, with my head and shoulders sort of dangling off the bed, looking up at the roof, which when you think about it, that's a very vulnerable position, being sort of my head and shoulders sort of hanging off the bed like that. And again, out of the corner of my eye, I could see the doorway. And out of nowhere, this black figure just rushes into the door like superhuman speed. Before I could react, it was just above me, looking down at me, and I absolutely crapped myself. I shot bolt upright like they do in the movies, and I was shaking. I was thinking, what was that thing? I remember thinking, what was that? It didn't have a face. What the hell was that? The reason why I don't just dismiss this as a nightmare is because, again, this is the early 90s. We don't have the internet. I've never heard of a shadow person before. Like you guys, I grew up watching Unsolved Mysteries, and, you know, their idea of a ghost was a depressed-looking actor in sort of grey clothes and grey makeup, so... never heard of a shadow person before. So, and I actually remember going to school the next day and trying to describe it to my friends. Like it was like a silhouette of a person, but it was three-dimensional and it moved freely from the wall. Like it wasn't a normal shadow and blah, blah, blah. And so to me, I don't know. I find that significant, and that absolutely terrified me, that dream. And again, I thought, well, there's nothing I can do. I just felt harassed by the end of it. Like there's all these things happening one after the other. But after that, everything sort of cooled down for a while. The last thing that happened to me was I was already about 18 at that point. I'd moved out of my bedroom and into my brother's bedroom because by that point he'd moved out of home. So I was like, yes, I'll take his bedroom. Thank you. And one night, it was about 11 o'clock, I was leaning up in bed against the wall behind me, just reading a book. And from the ceiling to the floor, in a direct line right behind me, it was like someone just started bashing the wall, like bang, 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 bang. And it went slow enough that I actually sat forward and turned around and was staring at the wall going, what the hell is that? And it just went bang, 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 right down to the floor. And I just, by that point, I just shrugged and thought, oh, that was a big possum in the wall or something like that. I think I was just in denial because, I mean, there's no way an animal would have made that noise. If an animal had a fallen down some sort of crawl space in the wall, there'd be a scraping, sliding noise as it's trying to grip on or something. Like, this sounded like a fist bashing against the wall. And that is sort of where it ended. I just sort of went, oh, not paying any attention to that. And whether that had something to do with it not coming back or whatever, I don't know. But it wasn't before long I moved out of home anyway. But, my parents still live there. I've been back a few times. I live interstate now, so it's a bit difficult. But, you know, even if anything was going on, I'm sure they'd deny it anyway. So that's it. That's my story. Thanks for listening. I hope to hear it on the show. And thanks a lot, guys. Bye-bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.